Harry Grimes was 46 years old when he escaped from slavery in 1857. By his own account, he was sold the first time at age 3, the second at age 13, and the last time when he was 36 or 37. His last owner, Jesse Moore, whipped, stabbed, and beat him savagely. The incident when he stole away occurred many years before his final escape to freedom. When he was discovered missing, his master threatened him with the lashing and the gun. To avoid his fate, he ran away to the woods, where he lived in a cave, foraging for food and battling the elements for 27 months. Staying nearby to family was not unusual, and not all runaway slaves sought freedom in the North. While Mr. Grimes didn't say specifically in the record that he stayed to be near his wife and children, it is the most likely reason. The risks were too high and the repercussions too severe for any other possibility. After 2 years in the woods, he returned to his owner to face his punishment and to return to a life of bondage. It would be another 12 years before Grimes fled for the last time, leaving Susan and their children behind. The complexity of the human heart and human desire for love is also found here in a tulip poplar tree.
My name is James Dean, son of John and Jane Dean, born in Charles County.
My name is Mary Elizabeth Grigsby.